Welcome to the Fulham on the Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 9 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time. Today is November 6th. Well, we've had quite a lot of action in the last 2 hours of trading, and particularly in the gold market, where gold has rallied by over $30, back above 1700. It's currently sitting at 1716. I feel like I have a little bit of egg on my face, having been stopped out of my long, and about $20 below where the price currently trades at only 2 days ago. And I feel like I'm probably going to have to buy it back, probably above where I paid for it last Tuesday. So that certainly hasn't been played particularly well. But this was the upward dynamic we've been waiting for. And the fact that gold came right back to the EMA and found support there is very encouraging indeed, and it lends a great degree of credence to our contention that we're back into the accumulation phase for gold here, and this really is very positive indeed. Oil was also strong in here today, up by $2.72 on the West Texas Intermediate, and Brent crude was also very firm in here. So this is certainly can be characterized as a swing back in favor of the commodity complex, but also that a large degree of uncertainty is being removed from the market as we speak, because we're going to have a result from the US election within 24 hours, and that's something that where we could characterize it as sell the rumor, buy the news. Everyone has been lightening because of the uncertainty and because the race was perceived to be so tight, and because there are such wide disparities between the opposing sides. But when we take a step back and think about it in a rational fashion, the fiscal cliff is going to be a challenge for whoever wins. And it's going to be something that's going to be dealt with in the first quarter of 2013. In the meantime, we're moving into a phase where the majority of stock markets have pulled back over the last month. We're removing an area of anxiety from the market, at least for the next 7 or 8 weeks. And there is also the additional fact that a considerable number of equities and indices and commodities are back into potential areas of support, and they do appear to be finding that support. So today in Asia, the ASX was stronger by about 0.25%. It's been pulling back. This is the biggest pullback it's had in the last 3 or 4 months, but it's back into a potential area of support, which is represented by the upper side of the underlying trading range, and it appears to be finding support here. The Hang Seng went up and had a look at the 22,000 area, and it's been pausing here. And the Shanghai A shares have lost downward momentum, and they could be potentially in the process of putting in a higher reaction low. And the great uncertainty about China is the decennial change of power, and that will also be resolved within the next few weeks. In Japan, the Nikkei has been really quite weak over the last 10 days. It's the US dollar is held above the 80 yen level, and there is the potential that the yen is going to weaken additionally from here. And if that's the case, then Japanese equities should have a considerable tailwind. And in Europe, the FTSE is perhaps one of the more interesting indices at present. It's 116 points below the 6,000 level, and it's been ranging below 6,000 for nearly 2 years. It has a progression of higher reaction lows, it has a constructive chart pattern, and it would really need to experience some significant trend deterioration to cap potential for it to sustain a breakout from here. And that's important, because the really big weightings in the FTSE are financials and materials. And BHP Billiton and Rio Tinto look primed to break out of their respective ranges. and Royal Dutch Shell found support last week, and BP is looking constructive. And perhaps most importantly, the UK banking sector looks like it is going to follow the US banking sector and could be moving to a position of outperformance in here and potentially leading the market higher. And that's really very positive indeed. It's been quite a while since the UK was led higher by its financial sector, and it's doing it under the radar when you have the possibility that HSBC is going to be brought up for money laundering charges by the USA. And that's following the fact that Standard Chartered was hit up for fines by the US government. And then you have the LIBOR scandal, which affected Barclays. So it is a sector which has certainly not benefited from good press, but the sector is doing really quite well indeed. And when we look at the USA, the S&P 500 has found support in the region of 1400. And it rallied additionally in here today. It was up by 11 full points. And it's closing in on breaking the short-term progression of lower rally highs. And if it is finding support here at 1400, it represents the first area of potential support and the upper side of the underlying trading range in this index as well. And the Nasdaq continues to pause here in the region of the 200-day moving average, and Apple is in a very similar situation. And the TSX, which has been largely range-bound but has had a bit of an upward bias, has fallen back somewhat in the last week but has stabilized in the region of 12,350. So this has been really very constructive for risk assets. And of course, the flip side of that is that US Treasuries were weaker today by a full point, and they've encountered resistance again below 150, and that's maintaining the progression of lower rally highs. And when one looks at the weekly chart, it really does need to hold above the 200-day moving average. And considering the fact that we are at such an incredibly low yield level, and that there is relatively constructive activity going on in the stock markets, there's every chance that US Treasuries could pull back additionally from where they are right now. And the US dollar has been rallying for much of the last month, and it will need to hold those gains if the benefit of the doubt is to be continued to given to the upside. In the commodity complex, outside of gold and oil, the industrial metals have also been a bit more constructive in here. And copper is back above 350, lead is leading the sector higher, and lumber is limit up again in here today. And lumber represents the commodity that's likely to benefit most from the rebuilding efforts in the US Northeast, and particularly in view of the fact that there's another storm heading towards New York at present. In the precious metal markets, I already mentioned that this was a very positive day for gold. And it's opportune to also mention the other precious metals, because silver was stronger by 90 cents. But other than that, it has performed more or less in line with gold and did break downwards when gold did so and is now bouncing back. But platinum has been a relative strength leader here. It didn't fall as much as gold did in the last week. It has held its progression of higher reaction lows, and it was stronger today by an additional $13. And palladium was stronger by $14, and that's a much bigger percentage move. And it's back above 600 in here. So both platinum and palladium have been that bit steadier and are rallying back that bit more strongly. And that is really very positive indeed. Given the fact that we are going to have this result for the US election tomorrow, then, and we're only 6 to 7 weeks away from Christmas, it's perhaps a little bit early to talk about a Santa Claus rally. But given the action that we've had, we would need to see now some really rather extreme downward dynamics to question potential for an additional unwind of short-term oversold conditions and additional bounces from the region of 200-day moving averages. And that is generally quite positive. And I think with that, I will leave you for the evening, and I wish all the best to all of you.